Thank you, Hamza.
We have a deep on the wall.
Inshallah, God willing, the new champion of the world, Hamza Chamai.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. We were just honored to have our brother Hamza Chamai.
We are in Chicago, fight week. Finally, we're here.
Process of history.
With us at the Rodzovic Gym in Chicago with my cousin Idris, finishing off his training camp in preparation for his title UFC bout. And while his wrestling, striking, and overall fighting game are world class, two moments while he was here with us stood out to me even more than his skills inside the cage.
Thank you, Hamza.
We have a deep on the wall.
This is what reminds me. Control yourself.
The best of you are those.
He shows everything.
He's everything.
Best man ever.
Yeah. He's our role model.
The first one was when my cousin Idris asked Hamza to sign his name on the wall mat next to the hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's on the wall. His response, I cannot put my name next to his. Instead, he humbly signed his name at the lowest part of the wall mat. That's humility. It makes you wonder, why do over 2 billion human beings follow the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him? It should encourage you, the Hamza Chamai fans, to look into his life, study the prophecies, the miracles, his message to all of humanity, especially the greatest miracle of all, the Quran. Read it, see for yourself, and stay tuned in to the end. I have a gift, a free gift for you. Another moment that stood out after his hard training, lights, cameras, preparing for the fight, Hamza took time to make his salah, his prayer. That's the second pillar of Islam, the 5 daily prayers. Now to the Muslims, if Hamza can take time to pray while training for a war inside the cage, what's your excuse? Without salah, we have no connection with the Creator God Almighty Allah. And to my non-Muslim friends, to the not yet Muslims, have you ever wondered who's he praying to? Well, he's praying to the same one Jesus, peace be upon him, prayed to. In the Bible, Matthew 26:39, it says Jesus fell on his face and prayed to God. That means Jesus wasn't praying to himself. He was praying to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, which shows that Jesus wasn't God, but that Jesus submitted his will to the will of God. As a Muslim, the same way Hamza was doing there on the mat after training. You see, we're all creatures of imitation. So imitate what keeps you humble and connected. Muslims, if you're not on your salah, on your prayers, you're not on your deen. And without your deen, you have no purpose. Don't wait until the grave to realize that. At that moment, it's too late. You'll be bankrupt and you would have lost this world because we are all going to die. But now you lost double because you're losing the next life, what comes after this life, because you didn't prepare for what comes next. And that's paradise or the hellfire, judgment day. And those who aren't Muslim yet, start where Hamza starts. Pray directly to God alone, no intermediaries, not to statues, saints, dead people in the ground, to Jesus, your desires, your ego, yourself. Yeah, yeah, look at me, tough guy. No, no, brother. Pray to the one all the prophets prayed to, and Jesus, who he prayed to, with that pure, absolute monotheism. Ask the Creator sincerely alone to guide you and watch what happens. Now, from what I've seen, his opponent is in deep trouble once Hamza gets his hands on him. I've seen what Durkas Duzplatpay can do, and I've seen Hamza training now myself, and I've seen what he can do first hand. And I myself, I'm a 5th degree jiu-jitsu black belt with the Gracie family. I've seen a lot, and this is what I see happening. But ultimately, God knows. But win or lose, what impresses me most isn't just how he can fight inside the cage. It's his fight to stay connected to his Creator. That's the real victory. Alhamdulillah, it was really nice meeting Hamza. His manager really impressed me how much he knows about Islam. Also, my new Albanian brother, Latif, and others who are part of the camp. some really nice brothers I've met. And for the not yet Muslims, my gift to you, go to thedeanshow.com and get your free copy of the Quran. Until next time, subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.